Don and Mike Show.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
The Don and Mike Show.
I believe that's worth hearing again.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Your show, your way. The Don and Mike Show.
Let me see.
I knew how to quit you. I wish I knew how to quit you.
Just trying to think of how many showings I can catch over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
A Brokeback Mountain.
You'll be living at the theater.
Save me a seat.
Living a dream.
Oh, so
here you
speak.
Go. Friday. Just living a dream. Yeah, I'm pulling your wang. Here we go. Friday favorite.
Johnny.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
Okay.
It's time for Don and Mike to play low budget Jeopardy.
Is the perimeter secure? Let's find out. It's happening.
Listen, I don't have much time.
Keeper.
You don't hear me. I don't have much time. You're all in a great deal of danger.
No.
You can laugh and you can smile. I know you're doing a comedy radio show. It's very, very important. Tony has to tell Edgar that the stolen nukes are in the warehouse near CTU, and I need a satellite link to pinpoint the hidden warhead.
The following takes place between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m.
Previously on 24.
So what's happening, Kiefer?
How are you, Don?
I'm doing great.
Listen, before we get started, let me just get out my pack of Marlboro Reds. Those are the cigarettes that I need to smoke in order to have the voice that I have on 24. We are under the radioactive plume.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. All I know is that here at the radio station, you may think that you're doing a simple radio show.
Yeah.
But some of my CTU agents have convinced me that this may, in fact, be where the bomb is hidden.
I think the bomb's name is Peter Rosenberg.
Don't make light of this.
I think the bomb's our lineup.
Listen. There's not much time. You think you're doing a radio show when, in fact, all yeah. eyes are on you. The significance of this location. Listen carefully to me and write this down.
Okay.
There's not much time. There's never much time. No. There's 24 hours.
How's your dad doing?
Donald? Yeah. Donald's doing great. Making movies and working with that Amazon chick. What's her name? I forgot. She was in a league of their own.
Gina Davis.
Gina Davis.
Where she's the president.
I lost interest after she was in The Fly with Jeff Goldblum. But really, we're all in a great deal of danger.
We're in no danger here.
I don't think so. I have to play it only one way. There are three ways I play it.
Okay.
Depressed.
Yeah.
Depressed and agitated.
Yeah.
Depressed and out of my mind, but always very depressed. Listen, later in the broadcast, I'd like you all to know this.
Yes.
I'm going to fake my own death. Dad's ass.
Dad's ass?
Dad's ass is in Animal House.
We know.
Previously on 24. How are you?
So you got the big hype machine going. I'm going great. I'm doing great. I'm looking forward to your show coming back on TV.
That's all well and good. I'd like to make a point.
Yeah.
This show is going to be the biggest show in the history of television.
I mean, 24, right?
It was big in the previous seasons, but this is going to be the big year.
Huh.
Have you seen the newspapers? Have you seen the television report?
Look me in the eye when I'm talking to you. These are important details.
Don't scream at me, dude.
I was heroin.
It was heroin.
I was heroin yesterday. This is very important. Don't read everything that's put in front of you, especially when he's recovering from pneumonia.
It was heroin that you were hooked on last year on the show.
Every employee here at the radio station is going to be searched with a full body cavity search. I have it on good authority that each one of these people here may be responsible for shooting the Chinese ambassador.
What?
You don't understand.
Nobody here is going to shoot anybody.
You're not taking me seriously.
No,
President Logan is indecisive. He's not making the decisions. He's not making the right calls. We have to call the big black president. He's the one that's going to make things better again. But it's difficult because he's held in a secure location.
How's your hot daughter doing?
My hot daughter will be back on the show.
Oh, the good.
This year on 24. That's right. Alicia Cuthbert will be back on the show, pouncing and jiggling for your pleasure. Listen to me.
Yes, Jack.
Moments from now, after I fake my own death,
I mean,
there won't be any time. The terrorists are inside the station, and they don't care who they kill.
Chloe O'Brien has called me with a special urgent message for Don.
Yes.
It seems that Edgar Styles has locked himself in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
And he's crying. And he says Don is the only one he can speak to. What I need is a secure uplink to a satellite telephone that someone can talk to Edgar and talk him out of the stall that he's locked himself in. He's run out of paper, and he is not able to get out. If we don't have Edgar Styles, if he can't squeeze himself off the bowl, we're not going to be able to live.
Wait,
people will die.
Kiefer.
People will die.
Kiefer, you're saying that the emergency we have is that the fat guy doesn't have toilet paper?
Hold on just a second.
I think that's what he's saying.
Hello.
Oh, he's on his cell.
Yeah. Jack Bauer.
The cell that the battery never wears out
on. Right. Yes. When, Tony? Hold it. Tony's at Michelle's house.
All right. Oh, Moon?
He says she's in a... Quiet! I've got to talk to Tony!
Moon pie face girl.
Yeah.
I'll relay the message to Don and Rob and Buzz. Are you guys listening?
Yes.
Yeah. Someone write this down.
I got it. Okay.
Tony's just called me.
Yeah?
He's at Michelle's apartment.
Yes. Yeah.
Some CTU agents came there, but Tony thought that they were the terrorists. Yeah. He had the codes in his briefcase, and he knew that he had to hide them in a secure place.
Yes, oh, no. And?
He's hidden them inside of Michelle.
I've written that down.
He tried to recover them, but she's too nervous.
He would have had more room if he had used Chloe.
Tony, I'm in the room with them right now. I understand one of them may be a suspect. You stay there and tell Michelle that I'll be there as soon as I can. We'll try to get you a Chloe O'Brien satellite uplink so that we can tell President Logan that there's not enough time because we're running out of time right now. As soon as Michelle gets an opportunity, tell her she's got to release the codes, no matter how painful it might be for her personally. That's right, but Edgar Styles has still locked himself in the bathroom. We don't have much time. Previously on 24. Can I drop my pants and show you my 24 skin? Take a look at that. I'm Jack Bauer.
We didn't need to see you.
I have Jack Bauer tattooed on me for the purposes of CTU identification. God, I'm depressed. I wonder how many times I'm going to have to fake my own death this year.
You know, you're going to be happy, though, like in the first 10 minutes of the show, right? At least in the first 10 minutes, because the terrorists and everybody think that you're dead. Right. And I think, isn't the premise that they find out that you're alive or that you get called back to CTU, right?
Don, I could talk about this all day long, but you don't seem to understand.
What's that?
Chloe O'Brien has called me specifically requesting the backwards song tapes that you just played.
Yeah.
There seems to be a Baruch Araz missive in there that's going to solve the problems of the stolen aircraft and figure out exactly where the nukes are. We don't have much time.
Another one bust the dust.
You mean that tape? You want to hear that tape?
Mm-hmm.
I am only 4'3" with a man-sized head. Hold it. It's my special CTU phone. CTU phone.
What?
Excuse me, my CTU phone.
What, Bono?
Hi, this is Jack Bauer.
Your phone?
Have Audrey Raines, Tony Almeida, Curtis Manning, Chloe O'Brien, Edgar Styles, President Logan, Bill Buchanan, and Martha Logan meet me in the CTO control room. CTU. I'll be there momentarily. You're laughing, but we have lives at stake. People will die. Don't you understand?
I have a message for you. You asked about the backwards song.
Previously on 24.
See what you think of this. All See right. if you can identify this message.
Let's listen. I've deciphered that and I've written down the code. Look at these coordinates and listen carefully right now. It seems that Tony Almeida, President Logan, and Edgar Styles are a gay.
Wow. That's another one bites
Why
the dust.
Why are you mocking me? Don't you understand that people could die?
You play it backwards and it says smoke marijuana.
It does not. I'm a trained CTU agent. Don't you understand? I can decipher these codes better than anyone else can. And the virus is hidden in William Devane's teeth.
Can you figure out this code?
Yes, listen.
Actually, it's not a code. It's a message.
Previously on 24.
Tell me what it means. We just recorded it on the scanner moments ago.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
That's from Brokeback Mountain. I think I understand. You think that they're gay cowboys.
Yes.
They're counter-terrorist experts.
You think everybody's a counter-terrorist.
Don't you understand that the secret codes are located out in the wild, wild west? Those cowboys are essential to defending the country and saving millions of people from dying in Los Angeles before the nukes can get in the hands of the Arab terrorists to kill everybody. I deciphered that code in the heroin ranch in Mexico. I'm on heroin right now. That's how I stay depressed. All I require is some Black Death heroin, a pack of Marlboro Reds, and an isolated farmhouse on Brokeback Mountain. I'm Kiefer Sutherland. My father showed his ass in Animal House.
What about? I read a list yesterday of the people on some bookmaking website about who's going to die first on 24 this year, and you're even money.
I'd like to welcome all our new characters on 24. Gene Smart. Gene Smart will be joining the cast, and we're all very happy. The lion will not attack my daughter. Do you understand? Put the lion on the phone. Mr. Lion, do not attack my daughter. Previously on Alicia Cuthbert's Breasts. We're all very excited about 24, but I can't get any more excited than I am right now. The only kind of excited that I get is agitated. You have to listen to me carefully. We don't have much time. I'm going to get into the back of a Chevrolet Suburban. You're going to drive me down to the convention center. Deep in the bowels of the convention center are the codes. I'm going to call Chloe. Don't say what, and don't mock me. There's not enough time. You don't understand the way these things work.
What about the product placement this year?
Product placement will be featured prominently throughout the CTU headquarters and in various sundry locations around Los Angeles. This season, meet my druggy twin. Reefer Sutherland. We're going to enjoy ourselves. This year, Chloe, Edgar, and I will be sitting in a hot tub. Edgar will gas out the codes and save Los Angeles.
Beefer Sutherland.
From potential disaster. Everyone can laugh and make light, like you do on your little radio show. I want all of you to know that your little insignificant radio show is not going to matter. Nothing's going to matter unless we decipher what the real problem is. And I don't even know yet, because we're not even in the first hour.
Listen, you're not doing your show now. You're here in this crappy radio station.
Please, Don. Chill. Please, don't take this lightly like you always do. Make sure you communicate to President Logan that I can't talk to him because I faked my own death. I'm going to give you the secure CTU telephone. You're going to pick it up. You're going to talk to President Logan. You're going to tell them, listen to me. Yeah. You're smiling and laughing and giggling again. It's not right.
Who's President
it's
Logan?
It's not right. President Logan is the weak, indecisive president that couldn't make decisions last year. Tell him that Jack Bauer is on the way.
It's the guy that's based on President Bush.
Right.
After the lion fails to attack my daughter, I will jump in a secure car from CTU, drive to the White House. I will go down into the Situation Room, where I will bring President Logan his special replacement testicles, which will allow him to make decisions this year on 24. Previously on 24. Due to product placement restrictions and the network sensors, we are doing the entire episode of 24 this year in a Pepsi plant.
Now, is there going to be lots of that?
Don't poison the Mountain Dew, Baruz.
Baruz. Is it going
to
be?
Chloe, take the Doritos across to Edgar. Take the Doritos to Edgar. Make sure that the director of the Secretary of State has plenty of Cheetos.
As long as you're doing a whole PepsiCo thing.
Yes.
Don't forget KFC, Taco Bell. Yeah.
Very good. Listen, tell William Devane he needs to get the chalupa to Tony Almeida very quickly. Listen, Michelle's very depressed and she's drinking Budweiser. We're all very happy on 24. You must get hold of the nuclear chalupa. It's essential. Tonight on 24. More fun and more thrills. We can't wait. We're going to cross-promote with American Idol. That's right. Paula Abdul will be a counter-terrorist.
Well, Paula Abdul could be a terrorist. I mean, just based on the name.
Abdul. We must find Abdul. Get the Apache helicopters to Abdul's residence. Randy Jackson is sitting on the codes.
Oh, dear.
You'll never
drop the chalupa.
Thank you, Edgar. Is Edgar out of the bathroom?
Edgar is still locked in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, he's had a malfunction.
Oh.
Deep inside Edgar.
Oh, dear.
Deep inside Edgar is all the knowledge you need. He needs the secure link to the transmission telephone.
I thought Edgar had like a parasite happening or something.
Edgar has a tapeworm.
That's
right. But it's a tapeworm that only feeds on Lay's potato chips.
It's very, very significant. I'm going to go to CTU, stop by the workstation of Edgar Stiles, reach down his throat, and pull the tapeworm out. As soon as that happens, we don't have but 15 seconds to make sure that the tapeworm is not booby-trapped. Hold on.
What?
Everybody quiet.
Okay, quiet.
Quiet!
Okay.
I smell audio surveillance. I'm getting the impression. What is that music? Something's going on. This is very, very significant.
It's a theme song to your show.
Wait a second.
I'm playing it. It's a sound effect.
This is very... I think we're all in danger. I believe right now there are many other people listening in.
Yes, you're
people
on the...
are listening to our conversation. Yeah. How could you do this to me, Don?
On the
people
radio.
Are listening. The whole world knows.
You dumbass.
All of our secrets are out.
You're on the radio.
You don't know what you've done. You have no idea what you've done.
What have I done?
You've compromised the security of every CTU agent and every terrorist in the world. Now I can't use my satellite telephone. How can I talk to Chloe O'Brien? We all might as well just kiss our asses goodbye, because this studio and everything within a 10-square-mile radius is going to be dust in about 15 minutes. You didn't tell me you were sharing these conversations with all your listeners.
You're on the
radio. The entire operation.
Hold on. I need to get somebody in here to give you something to calm you the frig down.
That's a good idea.
I'm very concerned.
Jesus.
I'm so scared I dropped a bean burrito in my CTU jumpsuit.
Hey, Joe.
Yes.
Remember how when we did the Barry bit, you came in and you gave Barry some coke?
Yes.
Why don't you come in and give Keith some kind of depressant?
Black okay. Death. I what? Only take Black Death.
Like you don't want an anti-anxiety pill or
I no, want do it. The H. Yeah. Get me the horse.
All right, can you get him some heroin?
Sure.
Bring it right in.
Okay.
Okay.
I take it in the melted bottle form. I don't want a needle. I don't like needles.
No.
Previously. On my last heroin binge.
All right. Here's Joe with your heroin.
Joe Artinger's got the needle. Go ahead. Put it in my arm. Ah! Oh, jeez. Oh, that
so
hurt.
Good.
Thanks, Joe.
Sure.
Thanks a lot.
Sure.
Cheery Joe. Hold on just a second.
How you feeling?
Well, now.
Give me a telephone. I'm going out quick.
All right. All right. Here's a phone.
I need to talk to my daughter.
All right. Call her up. Go ahead.
Hi, honey.
All right. Now you're getting Kiefer Sutherland.
This is Daddy Jack.
Jack Barlow.
Listen.
The way he really is.
I'm over at JFK Radio. Jordan has just given me a heroin injection, so I don't have much time before I lose consciousness. I want you to know that you're not my real daughter. And I really, like most men in America, would like to have sex with you. So if there's a chance you could slip out of that tank top and maybe pounce on me between takes, I really appreciate it.
We're going to lose him now.
I think so. Alicia Cuthbert. I love your breasts.
He's fading.
Good night. Thanks so much.
Oh, he's out. He's gone. Look at that. He's sleeping. Bacon Z's.
Well, now that's...
Whoa!
That's not very good.
Where? Where was I? I just regained consciousness. That's right. For the purposes of this television program, my heroin trip is now over. I've regained consciousness, and I need to get in touch with Tony, Michelle, Chloe, and Edgar. It's extremely important that we relay the president the message to President Logan.
You know,
you don't understand. There's not enough time.
You just got heroin from Joe, and you got so high, you called Alicia Cuthbert. You told her that she's not really your daughter. You said you love her boobs, and you said you wanted to bang her.
That's not important now. What we need to do is get some questions answered. All right. Here's what I want everybody to do. Are you all paying attention?
We are.
Buzz, yeah. Go down to your car, get the suitcase that I left you earlier.
Got
Don,
it.
I'm going to need you to go to your office.
Okay.
Underneath the office where you have the bottles of vodka, make sure that you slide them to the very back. In the back, you'll see a tape note that has the codes on it. Then you tell Rob what the codes are and have Rob call John Norman, who's back there in the studio right now.
All we need is two people to call us on the telephone to answer questions and play a game at 877-365-3636.
If that's the way you're going to play it, people will die. All right, here's the deal.
before we get to the next segment?
Just call now. Call if you want to win prizes and play Low Budget Jeopardy.
If you want to do that, that's fine. You play it your way. Uh-huh. I'm unfortunately going to have to play it my way. What I'm going to do is during the commercial break, I'm going to get up and leave the studio. I'm going to go down the hallway, open the door, walk into the men's laboratory, and drop some kids off at the pool. When we come back, we'll play your little game. I just hope for the sake of America, humanity, and the entire human race that you're right. Because if you're wrong, Don, well, what do I always say?
What?
We'll die.
This is the Don and Mike Show.